Hello, my dear friends. I'm here to talk about another discussion challenge. Thank you, Mr. Combis, for this challenge. So let's begin. You know, everyone has different fears. It depends on people and their viewpoint and perspective of world, of universe. But I personally can, you know, count some of my fears, like, you know, like the natural fears, like the fear of height, and the height of building, I mean, you know. The fear of not having purpose is very scary. I don't know you experience this or not, but it's very scary that you don't know what your future is gonna be, and it's very, very daunting, and you know, and so on. Death without any good achievements, and for example, or losing our families, and I can say and mention to you know the confront with new people in my, for example, university and in the job offices, and especially when they have bigger position than me. For example, their boss, they're the faculty of the university, the professor of the university. I don't know what you know, I'm fearful of, you know, facing to these sort of people. In general, I can say that you know, entering in the new big new things, I afraid of them. You see, maybe I'm not riskful person, you know. They call that, the psychologists call that, the comfort zone and our routine. And when you wanna start new thing, new journey, new adventure, everything like sport, like travel, like entering a new subject in your routine, you know, the cortex, the front of your brain, the cortex, you know, signals that this is a new thing, and we know that brain is working for, you know, surviving us, and because of that, unfortunately, you know, our brain resists and stands in front of these new things, and we, because of that, we don't like you know, to get out of our comfort zone and our routine, and you know, stucking in old and traditional thing and old thing and all the stuff that we are doing. We don't like entering in new things and new adventures, and getting out of our comfort zone. Because of that, I personally, you know, I'm afraid, and I have a lot of fears, you know, to enter in new things, and because of that, we don't improve. So I think this is the fears that most of us maybe experience, maybe only once. But personally, my biggest fear is getting married. You know, maybe you're thinking that, are you kidding me? But yeah, it's very problematic. I don't know, you know, getting married, you know, especially in nowadays, that the academic and the economic, you know, situation is down and is not very good. So, and it's very hard, you know, and it causes harder, you know. In the past, was hard, I mean, getting married. In our country, of course, you know, there are a lot of, you know, bullshit traditional thing, you know, that you have to do it. I don't know why. And it causes you a lot of money and takes a lot of money to do it. These traditional thing in our country, in this cultural thing. And then nowadays the situation of our country sucks, so the problem is harder. The problem is getting harder. Because of that, I'm very afraid. And you know, the responsibility. You know, the responsibility, you know. I personally think that I cannot, you know, run my own life. So how can I run two people? I mean, in the future, maybe the babies, in the family. You know, it's my question. That's why I'm scared. I'm afraid of getting married, you know. I cannot run. Maybe it's because nowadays, maybe I haven't got mature, I mean, not sexual, mature, you know, economical maturity. So because of that, maybe, you know, it takes very responsibility and it's very hard, I think, you know, running the family. And yeah, you know, it depends on the time you're saying that. You know, in every area of your life, for example, in 20s, in 30s, in 40s, you know, there's difference. There are differences. You know, I mean that our fears change during and through our life. You know, maybe in 20s, we are afraid of something, and when we get older in 40s, when we see them and we think about them, you know, we laugh at them. What kind of idiot? We say that what kind of idiot would we be? And yeah, it changed, you know, there are differences. Maybe it's because now that I'm afraid of it. Maybe in the 30s, in the future, it will become, you know, easier. I hope so, I don't know. I also, it's, you know, I have to do something. The males cannot, you know, be single because of some points that there is not the right place to talk about. And yeah, the biggest fear of mine, maybe you're thinking that it's weird, but the biggest nowadays is, you know, getting married. And the solution of it, of our fears, I suggest that, you know, having more courage and risky head, and being a little, you know, headless and risk and, you know, accept new things and, you know, adventurous and courageous. And like in, you know, getting married, consultation is very good, I think. And, you know, having more courage and, you know, asking the experienced people about that. Asking that, what are you thinking? What's your opinion about this? And, yeah, and apart from that, and some other suggestion that we can do, I'm not very skillful and I don't want to talk very technically. You know, I emphasize on this point that, you know, the knowing that regret is worse than doing thing and failing. You know, you, for example, you want to do something and you have fear, it's natural. You know, it's natural. And you won't do that. For instance, you won't do that. And in the future, maybe in your 50s, in your 60s, when you see the in back of your life, you regret it. And regret is very, very awful and very, very bad, you know, experience. But for example, you had fears, but anyway, you did it. You did it and you failed. You failed. I believe that this core belief that, you know, the viewpoint from our futures, that doing something that we are afraid of and then failing in it is better than not doing it at all and in the future just regretting it. It's my point, I believe. And yeah, thank you for your listening. That's it. Thank you very much, and goodbye for now.